Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram. In for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's not Thursday. It's Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the Senate has passed a bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. Lawmakers voting last night, 63-36. The bill now heads to the president's desk. President Biden says he'll be signing the bill soon and addressing the American people sometime today. Two, Ford Motor Company Executive Chairman Bill Ford Jr. says the U.S. is slow to adapt to electric vehicle technology. He says EVs are quickly becoming normal elsewhere in the world. Ford says a big reason why it hasn't happened here is gas prices are still cheaper than in most of the rest of the world, which is a good thing, if you ask me. Three, the judge tasked with overseeing the feud between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is recusing himself from the case. Disney currently suing DeSantis over alleged First Amendment violations. The judge called the move erring on the side of caution and judicial integrity. Some members of his family own stock in Disney. That's where we start hour three of today's program. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. As we wrap up the week, I return with you on Monday of next week before Steve is back on Tuesday with many thoughts and takes and stories from his time away. He'll be raring to go as he starts his month of June on Tuesday of next week. But you got me today. You got me on Monday next week, too. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College, WRFH, the award-winning station 2023, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, College Audio Station of the Year. Our students do great work here and then great work into the real world, too. The real world. The world after they leave Hillsdale. I also teach in the journalism department here. You hear me hosting the radio-free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. And you can also find that in podcast form. This week's show is out now in podcast form. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation on some election integrity matters. We also talk with Richard Samuelson from Hillsdale in D.C. about America after affirmative action, a Supreme Court ruling expected soon on those cases. That more on this week's radio-free Hillsdale Hour. I host the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education podcast. I also host the show called Political Beats for National Review, and also at our Patreon page, patreon.com/politicalbeats. We talk with people in the political world about nothing political but our guest's favorite band or musical artist. And coming up next is The Jam. Music nerds will enjoy that one. That's the next episode, which will be out sometime next week. patreon.com/politicalbeats to support the show, find the show, and get all sorts of bonus material, add-ons, and such. patreon.com/politicalbeats. I also write in various places. Yeah, I always say it's hard to turn around and spit without hitting something I'm involved with in the world of media, including frequently guest hosting here for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, and he is away and unable to attend. Coming up on today's program, William Wagner in Hour 1. We'll talk about a Michigan Supreme Court hearing happening today, in fact. Jack Spencer from the Heritage Foundation, Hour 2, on the Energy Department's bid to regulate gas stoves out of existence. Congressman Tim Walberg, Hour 2 as well, talk about the Fiscal Responsibility Act and the raising of the debt ceiling, the suspension of the debt limit, in fact. Steve Doolin, Hour 3. Mark Hemingway from Real Clear Investigations, but he has the cover piece on the recent Washington Examiner on the FBI. And then last but not least, certainly Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber at Mackinac this week. Policy observations, issues, priorities. That's how we'll wrap up the week here on the Steve Gruber Show. The Senate wrapped up some work yesterday by voting to approve that agreement to avoid a default on the nation's debt, suspending the debt limit for the next 2 years. Chuck Schumer, quote, "America can breathe a sigh of relief." President Biden, will address the nation tonight at 7 o'clock about that debt limit deal. Vote was 63-36 in the House, 31 Republicans in the Senate, and 5 on the far left of the Democratic side opposed the bill. Legislation, as we've talked about, suspends the debt limit through January 2nd of 2025. It goes to the president. He will sign it. Debt catastrophe avoided, at least until this deal expires in 2 years after, we hope, a new president takes office and he has to deal with the consequences. Or perhaps she, Nikki Haley, is in the race. The Senate also did something very interesting yesterday that I wanted to spend a minute or two on. The Senate bipartisan agreement, tripartisan agreement, an independent, a couple of Democrats and all Republicans, passing a measure yesterday to overturn President Biden's student debt relief plan, illegal student debt relief plan, I would add, to give 40 million borrowers up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness. Now, the president is likely to veto this, but John Tester from Montana, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona joined Republicans in voting to nix Biden's proposal. Yes, a tripartisan effort to turn back President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. White House did make it clear a veto was coming, and of course, neither chamber can provide the two-thirds vote to override, but it is a rebuke to Joe Biden's proposal. And it will go to the Supreme Court. Oral arguments happened earlier this year on that case. Joe Manchin said the nation simply cannot afford to add another $400 billion to the national debt in voting to override the president's measure here. It's very interesting. This is, on its face, clearly illegal move by the president to simply wipe away this debt, this student loan debt. That's before you get into the fairness argument. And what about people who did the right thing, paid off their loans, worked hard, saved, didn't do other things with the money that they were bringing in? And then past that, a totally separate conversation about college loans and the industry that it involves, in which as more loan money is available, colleges and universities increase costs to suck up all that available money. Now, as you might know, sidetrack, we here at Hillsdale College don't accept any of that federal money, whether it be from direct payments or obliquely through these federal student loans. And so we operate with a whole lot of privately funded grants and scholarships available to our students. There's page after page in our course catalog, which you can take a look at if you want, but we only do it with your help. And so, the student loan forgiveness question is a big one for the nation and what will be handed out to college graduates and what they owe and what they agreed to pay. But here on Hillsdale's campus, it's pretty much status quo. If you want to help in that effort, well, we're always interested in receiving your help. Hillsdale.edu, Hillsdale.edu. Coming back, we'll talk about Joe Biden's fall yesterday, and also audio from Governor Ron DeSantis and one from Donald Trump as well. That's coming up next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from Accounts Payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.